You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are about halfway through spring training, and the Anaheim Angels are just humming along out there in Arizona. Let's talk to Maria Guardado about all of that, and she is brand new to this podcast. She's almost brand new to this beat. Maria, welcome to the weekly podcast, and I hope that everything is going well for you at spring training. Are you getting settled in a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a process trying to get to know everyone, but I think that slowly but surely that's happening. So, I hope to continue to do that before the season starts.
Absolutely. So we're going to run through some headlines here, just some news that's been coming out of Angels camp. First of all, with Houston Street out for a while, so he was kind of the he was one of the options to be a closer. So now that he's not going to be starting the season, let's talk about the other options. So are they down to just a couple of guys now, and is that just going to be something that goes on probably for the rest of the spring, trying to figure out who's going to close?
Yeah, so heading into the spring, the Angels had really planned on having kind of a three-man competition for that closer job. It was going to be Street, Cam Bedrosian, and Andrew Bailey. And now with Street injured, it looks like it's probably going to come down to either Cam Bedrosian or Andrew Bailey. I think that Cam Bedrosian probably, looks like the stronger candidate at this point. He had a really strong breakout year last season for the Angels and was great for them. He actually hasn't made a practice league appearance yet because he's been slowed by like an adductor issue, but he's probably going to get into the game sometime this week. So I think that the Angels are kind of looking forward to that. Bailey, he pitched really well for the Angels after joining them in September, and then he actually ended up signing on as a free agent. He's kind of like the dark horse, but he has a lot of experience and he's kind of a veteran arm. So, I think that if Street is unavailable, it's probably Pedrosian's job, but, we'll see. I guess things could change.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's, I guess, what you play these games for, even though it's tough to judge by spring training games, but it's the only thing they have to judge by. So we'll just keep watching on that. And the other thing I want to ask you about was Albert Pujols appears to be nearing game action. So anytime you're talking about Albert Pujols, that's big news. He's kind of always working through some kind of physical issue, spring training. So how is he coming along?
Yeah, so he's just started. He's obviously coming off for surgery in December. So he's actually started running the bases, which was kind of the final step for him. And Mike Socha said today that he actually expects Pujols to get into a game on Friday. So, the Angels have definitely been pleased with the kind of progress of his recovery. And they still won't, aren't saying anything about whether he'll be they think he'll be ready for opening day, but I think his chances are looking pretty good at this point.
Okay, so is there been anything that has maybe impressed you so far? I know this is like your first spring training with the team. Richard Justice did a lot of these podcasts just over the off season when we were kind of in between reporters, and we were kind of marveling at the fact that the Angels are actually expected to win a lot more games than they won last year. And it's going to largely depend, of course, on the health of that starting pitching staff. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm selling them a little bit short. I just don't see the Fangraphs prediction of like 86 wins. But yes, if you're talking about a team that's healthy, I mean, the Angels look pretty good. Is there anything that kind of stands out to you as somebody new to the beat who, seeing this team for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, if everything breaks right for the Angels, I think they kind of have the potential to be kind of surprise contenders. They're obviously in a really competitive division, so that kind of they have that going against them. But, they have really great they're set up to have really good defense this year. They obviously traded for Danny Espinosa to fill their hole at second base. So he and Andrelton Simmons will obviously be, one of the better double play combinations in the league. And their outfield is projected to be really great on defense as well. They have obviously Mike Trout in the center and Cole Calhoun and Wright, and they traded for Cameron Maybin, who is actually a center fielder, but now he's going to be playing left, so presumably he'll do well there. And they also added Martin Maldonado behind the plate, who's known to have a really strong arm and has a reputation as a really good pitch framer. So I think they're going to be good defensively, and they also have added a lot of speed with Maybin and Ben Revere. So I think that in those two aspects of the game, they're probably going to be really strong.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how these guys start out the season. Because, yeah, when you run through the names like that, I'm like, okay, these are pretty good ball players. So we will see. So, okay, now my last topic is you. So you are new to this beat. So let's give me some of your background. Like, where were you before you took this job? Where are you from? Where did you go to school? Just give us the 411 on Maria.
Sure. So I am originally from the Bay Area. So I'm really excited to be back in California. I went to school at Yale. And the last 2 years, I was with the Star Ledger New Jersey. In 2016, I was the beat writer for the Mets. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird going from the National League to the American League. But, yeah, I'm excited about this opportunity.
That's really cool. I didn't know you were from California. So when you heard about this job opportunity, I guess that, I mean, that's a big jump to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. But I guess that's that was a welcome change for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of always had an eye on coming back out to the West Coast ever since I graduated. But, you know, I was kind of just waiting for that opportunity to come up, and finally it did. So definitely really excited to be back home.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good luck to you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be talking a lot this year, so we'll be getting to know each other. So enjoy the rest of the week in the spring, and we'll talk to you next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.